Kenny, I'm here. Sorry about that.
The views and opinions expressed by hosts, invited speakers, and callers do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network.
Welcome, welcome everyone to the Cando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, aka Dave from LA. And today is Wednesday, Wednesday, February the 3rd, 2016. And just want to, once again, we have a live show for you today. Today is Wise Wednesdays with Brother Davis. Brother Davis is in queue. So we're going to, just before we get to there, we're going to give the news and give just some of the announcements that are so necessary. As you all know, that we need to support Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. So please, everyone, make your monetary donations, make your donations of time, your services, your professional services, and anything that you could do to help this network to continue to grow and, so that you can have what you need and you can be here and actually express your opinions and have some real truths being brought to you by people that are sincere about your overall development and are concerned about your well-being, your welfare, and your spiritual well-being. So we must support this network and all the programs that are here. Do your part by supporting from monetary donations, referring your friends and family, and whatever it is that you can do to assist this network in growing and getting to where it should be. And it is going to continue to grow, and it would grow so much more with your participation in it. So looking forward to working with you all, and we need to continue to support the things that are have really vested their energy, their time, their commitment, and they see it as a responsibility to serve you. We have to realize those things have to be treasured and taken care of by you, the people. And in so many cases throughout the past, we haven't done that. And there was a loss that was experienced because of that. So let's not experience that loss of Black Talk Radio Network. Continue to support it. And if you haven't made your monetary donations yet and you haven't made your donations of your professional experience or your professional services, or you haven't made your donations of time or assisting in anything that the network needs in order to grow in the way that it needs to grow, make sure you do that. Also, go to Facebook. Check us out on Facebook. That's Cando Radio Show. That's Cando Radio Show. And there we have the postings of some of the articles that we're going to be talking about and some of what the shows are going to be about for on that day. So today, let's jump into this really quickly. Today, on February the 3rd, what we did was I didn't post that much today. Was kind of busy, but there are some really good postings that are there. And check out this one. This comes from Sputnik News. It says, the Golden Triangle, Iran, China, Russia to drive the world away from the dollar. Eurasian Golden Triangle is emerging with China, Russia, Iran, as well as the three key points. And this was written by Sputnik News. And my commentary was that notice the name of the article that is indicated to send a, and excuse me, that is intended to send a message, in my humble opinion. one in which the keen and precise persons will catch and take as a signal of things to come or that will unfold in the near future. Thanks for the hint, Brit. And there was an extra I that was put in because not too long from now, I expect another I to be added to the BRIC nations, and that being Iran. So check out that article, pretty telling on what's going on there. Next one, we also from Sputnik says, Mexican revenue down by over 70%. And I said, Mexican ain't the only one. Texas is in the same boat, or should I say Titanic? Exact same thing. Next, we have some sovereign man, really good one. The United States just hit the $19 trillion in debt mark. And what that means, check out that article from Sovereign Man, a really good one. This is from NPR.org. Army Marine Corps General says women should have to register for the draft. This was done today and yesterday at a Senate Arms Committee meeting. And this is from the very first show that we had on Tando Radio Show. And this is one of the reasons why we established Tango Radio Show, because we knew this was coming from the very first show. We talked about the agenda that is in place, the conspiracy agenda that's in place is to draft our daughters. And now it's starting to make itself known a year and a half later. So important. We'll talk about this at another time. Definitely, and spend more time on it. Then there's also a YouTube video that I posted there in regards to it. So didn't post too much today, but just those that are posted there, and especially the NPR one, it tells volumes as to where things are going. We will definitely touch on that at a later date, at a specific time, into so that we can have a dialogue on what's going on and how is it. And why is this happening, and more importantly, what our response to it will be, or what will you decide to do about this? Because if they're going to have women register, which they will, they're going to have a reason for them to register. This is all moving toward what's going on globally, and as we move to the completion of the global depopulation program. So check out that article, really, really important. So today, very important show as always on Wise Wednesday. We have Brother Davis that's going to be on today. And Brother Davis is in queue. Let me bring Brother Davis up. Oh, he's already there. Brother Davis, are you there?
Hey, brother, I'm right here.
Hey, Brother Davis. Welcome back. Thank you so much for all that you're doing and what you do, bruh. And we really do appreciate, and Wise Wednesdays is so needed, especially in these times and the things that are going on. We really need to focus in on some of our attributes and develop those attributes into real, real character foundations and also abilities that we can share with everyone around us.
Absolutely. And you know, Dave, a lot of people that are getting these messages are going to start getting a greater understanding of the bigger picture. And the reason why I say that is because as these developments start to play a role, all of the things that I have discussed and opened the door that has to do with self, they're going to understand that literally these are things they control. And if you can control it, you can do something about it. And that's why we have Wise Wednesday.
Exactly, brother. Because that's the most important thing. Is now we're getting down to what is the remedy to it all. What is the most important factors in it all? What is the keystone positions that we have? And like you said, that is with us understanding that when we develop ourselves, our individual self, and how powerful our free will is, and how we execute our free will, sets the tempo, the energy, and the creation of life for things to come before us. And you know, one of my favorite things that you always say is that if you think about the impossible that you can do, then the impossible is something that can be obtained. And that's so important that we really understand that. And I really, really do appreciate you, Sister Davis, for the journey that you have shared with us, for your individual journey that you shared with us so that it can be beneficial to all. So, Brother Davis, without further ado, I know you have a show, and there's so much that we need to get to the people so that they can start to develop their own agendas and develop their own journey and how to really massage that and nurture that in a way that is more respective to the great gift that we've been given by God Almighty, and not to think from a standpoint that the whole world is ours to reach dominion over, you know. And so, Brother Davis, as always, thank you for, and I'm going to give you the floor, and I will be easily listening myself.
Well, thank you, Brother Dave, and good evening, brothers and sisters. I'm glad. It warms my heart that you even come to be able to grow as an individual in these times, because these times literally are targeted at you. Make no mistake that we are not victims here. We choose to be victims in circumstances in which we do not take charge. Now, a lot of people are probably at a stage of understanding there are things that they want to do, but they're looking at the circumference of the problem from the view given and not from the position they're in. You see, that's why they give such a maniacal view, because they want you to think that you have no other alternative but to do what they tell you to do. Well, that is not the case. And the reason why it's not the case is because you have certain things that you can control. And those things are all within yourself. They are not outside of yourself. Now, the reason why I say they are not outside of yourself is because until you can develop yourself to be able to exercise those tools outside of yourself, you cannot rely on them, because other people control them. The perfect example that we all have adjusted to very eagerly, should I say, is technology. PDA, cell phones, personal assistants. You see, in reality, they have a subliminal design behind them. And that subliminal design is to take away from you that which you normally did by yourself. Your thinking process. Now, I know you're probably saying, my thinking process, I think, yeah, well, you do. But let me give you a quick scenario so you have an understanding of what I mean. There was a gentleman arrested about a year or so ago. And when he was arrested, they took his cell phone. Well, they said, okay, now you have a right to call, make your phone call. And he stood in jail 2 weeks. Why? Because he allowed his cell phone to be able to be an information holder of all of the material that he needed. Who could he call? He didn't know numbers. He got so addicted to the fascination of how that little cell phone did so much for him that he didn't realize that it was debilitating him. Now, when I say debilitating, I mean it took away those avenues of which we operated in for years without that so-called personal assistance or cell phone. Now, how many of you remember coming up where you knew your mother's number, you knew your sisters and brothers, your cousins? You knew all those numbers in your head. You see, that was what's called an operational process. And when you give that operational process away, you give, once again, some of your authority away. That should sound familiar, because I spoke on the concept of self before. And the reason why was because I wanted you to identify just the realm of authority that you literally have control over, that you can make changes in and bring an avenue of positivity into a circumstance that may look rather dire. And how do you do that? by doing those things yourself. When I want to call my wife, I used to pick up my phone and press the picture on the cell phone like much of you do. But now I decided, you know what, I'm going to memorize that number because she's vital to what I do consistently. So, in memorizing her number, I begin to realize what other people close to me whose numbers I really don't know. I mean, think about it. How about the loved ones that you have in your life that you have become so dependent on this apparatus that literally what you do is depend on it to open those doors when you want that information? That should be stored in your own computer of your mind. And the reason being is because then you can tap into it when you want to and not when this cell phone allows you to. Now, I do understand your cell phone serves a great purpose, okay? And what I do, I have what's called radar applications on my phone, which I can literally go in and get real-time Doppler radar. Okay, that's not something that I can do within myself because I'm not looking at the weather changes all over the country simultaneously enough to be able to send a signal out to let me know what the weather is going to be like, not only where I'm at, but in 10 minutes of where I'm going. You see, so there are avenues which it can serve a purpose, but you must be able to tap into those avenues with the confidence of the purpose they serve. So since you know that you can do that, you have an application for that. That is when the mind and the need can work in harmony. But never forget that this phone is designed to subdue your thinking process so that you do not have to operate in so many facets simultaneously. But now, a lot of times, it has become an entertainment tool. Now, that's a unique concept because now you're putting time that you could be doing something else in the very tool that has offered you an avenue of personal growth. Now, when you look at it from that standpoint, you have to be able to be a time manager because, once again, this tool will take that responsibility from you. And in doing so, you will find yourself being victimized by the fact that, oh, wow, I've been doing this for 2 hours. Well, absolutely. And the reason being is because you allowed your entertainment cycle to control what you were doing for a period of time, time that you may not have intended. So literally, that is a form of seduction because it's a taking away from you that which you would rather invest in another manner. You see, we have to understand all of the tools that are being used on a daily basis in our lives because these not only make us functional, but they can victimize us. And it may not seem to be much, but have you ever rolled down the street and you've seen the signs that said, no texting and talking? Well, they do that because they know the power of this tool. Have you ever heard or watched the news or something and hear somebody say, well, I was looked down the text and I ran into something? You see, we have to be the masters of this tool, or this tool will master us. And it will master us in a manner that we may not identify until we've been victimized by that. Now, a lot of people may have already known. People have been in accidents behind them. People who had near-miss accidents behind them. People who've gotten so subjugated to them that if the phone is on the car seat and it rings, they will take their focus off driving to at least see who's calling. Now, if you do the math and the car's moving at 50 miles an hour, or let's say, let's do it easy math, 60 miles an hour, that means that in 1 minute, that car is going to travel 1 mile, okay? So if you take a moment to glance over at your phone and you take 60 seconds, well, in that 60 seconds, that car at 60 miles an hour has traveled a quarter mile. And that quarter mile, anything can happen when you take your eyes off the road to service an inanimate object. And understand how I say that. This object really is inanimate for us. Absolutely. But it's not inanimate for the creators. When I say the creators, I mean the creators of this object. Because this thing is doing things that affect our lives when we're not even using it. So we have to ask ourselves, does it work to our advantage? Well, yes, in most cases it does. But when it's working for someone else, and they do, is that to our advantage or to our disadvantage? You see, we have to really start even considering what our purchases are doing to our lives. Do they enhance our lives or do they hinder our lives? Or are we allowing someone to have an exposure into our life without understanding their intent? Because everybody is not as kind-hearted as you would like them to be. And those who are not kind-hearted may set up a system in your phone that allows them to do something that you don't realize they're doing. Now, that's interesting, isn't it? Because now they call it smart technology. Is it because the technology is smart, or is it because you are smart? Because some think they're smart because they can pick up this thing and they can make it work at 95% capacity. Okay. Well, that means that they're getting total utilization of their investment. But 90 to 95% of us cannot get it to work at 10% of capacity. You know why? Because we do not know the nuances of what all the phone can do. Once again, that takes away from self. Because literally, we have something that applies different applications for us to achieve what we want to achieve. But look at the multiplicity of applications that are on the phone. You see, we have to start going back to doing certain things for ourselves. Because as operating as individuals, we can literally plan, we can execute our plan, and we can get the value of being involved in that process. This cell phone takes away that value. And when it takes away that value, you lose a certain degree of, should I say, tolerance. You know why? Because you expect it to do what it's supposed to do. Oh, and don't let it not. How many times have you tried to do something on the phone and the phone just, the battery was dead? Something as simple as the battery being dead renders everything that phone was trying to achieve inoperable. Does it make the phone incapable? Absolutely not. Because that phone was designed to do a lot more than we purchased it for. Now, I pointed that out to you because that is just an avenue in which we all tap into every day. Let's look in this at this from a more public point of view. Today, in Atlanta, or in that area, there was a disruption in the food stamp program. Now, for those of you who know, there are a lot more food stamps going to, should I say, Caucasians, and in Caucasian cities, and in heavily Caucasian areas, than in Atlanta. But yet, when there's a glitch in the system, something that is out of your control, they show black people as if we are the main source of why that program is available. You see, it's deception. And because we now have become self-aware, what can we do? We can prepare for these sort of things. Because believe me, if they're giving you a flash in the pan, they got a purpose coming down the line. So let's learn from these flashes in the pan and prepare ourselves for whatever it is they have coming down the line, because believe me, it's designed to render you powerless. How is it designed to render you powerless? Well, if you live in one of those areas, and although you may not be getting food stamps, did you hear the desperateness in the voices of the people who could not get there? Now, if you are that desperate to feed your children, what wouldn't you do? You see, they understand exactly what they are doing. They are creating an animalistic nature of savagery in your community. Now, people are saying, well, what do you mean by that? Absolutely. I don't mind telling you. Because that person that you may need to fear may not be that Caucasian that started this. It may be that neighbor you have with 3 children, 4 children, that single mother that has 7 children. Because this literally starts a snowball effect. And in that snowball effect, you're going to have the whole environment change. And that change will not be good if you are not prepared. Well, it will not be good at all. But through a few different avenues of preparation, you can ride through this. And the reason why I say that is because they already have cities contained. Yeah, absolutely. If you look at the interstate, there's always an interstate that goes the whole way around the city. All right? This is a program. You operate in it every day. This goes back to when I told you about the multiplicity of programs, that you jump from one to another, from one to another in the course of your day. You know, this is a part of that process. So in order for them to open up a door of fear, which is what they have done. Oh, absolutely, because see, now every one of those mothers are now fearful that they may not be able to get food for their child. Now, that was a scare tactic that may work to the advantages of the masses if they begin to realize that there's something they can do about it and then operate from that standpoint. Because those mothers now are saying, well, this can happen. Yes, it can. Well, they're showing you it can happen. Now, what are you going to do about it? This is where self plays even a better, more golden role. Because literally, that mother now can work in the authority, although she may consider it to be limited, but she can work in the authority of what she has to work with. Okay? She can learn how to use that program to its advantage before it's gone. Because it's going to go. Oh, make no mistake. Now, how would she do that? Well, first of all, she would learn how to buy food that have shelf life. Beans. She'll learn how to buy rice. She'll learn how to buy grains. She'll learn how to buy some simple things that literally can work to her advantage. Canned goods, All of these things are avenues for people to wake up. And this is what we're trying to do. We're trying to teach you to learn your avenue so that you can wake up and not be victimized by the very system that is designed to keep you in a position of control. Because you know what? Anything is designed for short term. It's not designed for long term. Because they don't know what requires to sustain it. But when you think about it, in every neighborhood, the reason why you don't know your neighbor is because of the technology that you thought was making your life normal, but was literally deceiving you into thinking that there is even a normal. The sad part about it is, it's most of the people who are caught up. They don't want their lives disturbed. They want them to be what they consider to be normal. Well, as I go on into the next hour, I'm going to explain to you how your thought process can prepare you to position yourself to be more of a supplier for the immediate family's needs through operating in self. And we do encourage you to call so that you can answer those, you can ask those questions that may be on your mind, and we can answer them. We also encourage you that if you know somebody who may be in this or may be going through this, call them up, tell them about Tando Radio. Get them on, because guess what? Your resources may become their target. Now you think about that.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio. Tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For live programming schedules, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Welcome back.
This is Brother Elliot, host of Time for an Awakening, and you're listening to Black Talk Radio Network, new media for the new millennium.
Go ahead, Brother David.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. Now, I left you with the concept of your resources being someone else's target. And you know, that's not going to be unusual. They expect that. But if you take the initiative to go out and start talking to these very people who feel their lives have been turned upside down, you may be able to network ideas in which these people could come together with their resources. And I'm going to tell you something about coming together with resources. You cannot look at a resource as yours or mine when you come together. You have to look at your resources as ours. You have to look at what is needed, what you're trying to do, and how do you prepare if this happens again. Oh, and they can. Oh, yes, they can. You see, because a lot of people who do not work, meaning pay cash for what they get, have not given a lot of great thought to how they utilize. Well, when you start giving thought to how to utilize them, and you get together with three or four other sisters that have large families, you begin to realize, you know what? We can buy more if we put our resources together. We can buy smartly if we put our resources together. We can literally position ourselves so that we won't be victimized as much if we put our resources together. And you see, the world must move to a state of consolidation. When I say the world, I mean the black world must move into a state of consolidation. Why? Because if one person has all of the resources and everybody knows it, well, when things change, guess who they're going to look for? Absolutely. They're going to look for that one person. And the sad part about that is that that one person might only said something to one person. But that's all it takes. So, what if we got the four mothers together that had the three and four children apiece, and we sit down and we put a list of foods together, and we look at what the resources we have, and we look at our list of foods, and we look at how we're going to get these foods, meet in a common place, and divide them up so that we can not only maximize our resources, but that we can literally set up a food supply. We can buy medical supplies. We can buy first aid. We can buy some sort of means of security. Now, they may not have a great deal of resources. When I say that some sort of means of security, that security may be something as simple as boarding up the windows or making panels so that they can put in the windows so that if someone breaks the windows, they still don't have access to the house. You see, all of these things are little tips that play a greater role in time of diversity. Because believe me, this is being done by those who want your destruction. So, that's on the level on women who are single mothers who feel like they've got to do something. They need to start consolidating. You can even set up a single parents club. Keep a track of the number of children, the number of boys, the number of girls, their ages. Assign assignments to them. And if your boys are from 8 to 13, well, they can be the ones that literally carry the resources to the distribution place and take it back to the proper people that it's been distributed to. They can actually look and measure windows so that your windows can literally have some sort of support to board them up and keep someone from breaking in. Okay? Now, that is on the what they call the lowest scale of security. But it is something. Okay? You need to, at this time, be organizing all your important papers. Absolutely. Putting them in a safe place inside something that is waterproof and fireproof if possible. Because if you have to run or get up and go real quickly, you want to be able to know that you got all of the main things to describe and identify your children or you and your resources. Because you may have to leave something behind that you did not plan. So you have to plan. And if you plan well and work your plan, you will have the security of knowing when you make your move, what's in where. The worst thing that you could do is be saying, I think it's here, I think it's there, and have no idea where it's at. Because in the meantime, whatever's going on outside may be at your door. Never vocalize what you're doing with those people outside of your group. And always find like-minded people. If one is in the group that has no resources, then all they're going to do is take your resources. Period. You must be able to identify what I call parasitic personalities. They're not like-minded. Oh, they'll want you to think that. They may even tell you, well, yeah, I got this, I got that. But they won't show you anything because in reality, they don't have anything at all. And why not? It works to their advantage because in reality, they have nothing and they're going to be victimized by the same environment. So you must be able to be with like-minded people. Those of you who have resources, to what degree are you willing to go to protect your resources? How will you protect your resources? And what about your loved ones? I've already demonstrated that when the women at the office realized they couldn't get their stamps, the first thing they did was talk about their children. Those are their loved ones. What about yours? This is not a circumstance that just you will face. No, I'll face it too. We will not be beyond examining all of these questions individually lives. Everything that we talk about on Wisdom Wednesday is about how it affects one's life, one's self. And where does one place their purpose or their plan so that they can achieve what their result of their plan is? You see, here at Candler Radio, it is our hope that at the end of this, that we can look up and see some like-minded people who are ready to reestablish order in a land that may very well be devastated. And a people that have been marked from the moment that they've had the introduction to Caucasians. We can do something different. And the reason why we can is because we haven't given up on self. And Dave was telling you earlier, I have a part of my philosophy is, I believe I can achieve the impossible, because if I don't believe it, I will never achieve it. So therefore, we must elevate ourselves to achieve what it is that we want to achieve in the circumstances that may befall us. But it's not an impossible task. Just like the women today can literally organize, so can we. On a little higher scale, because we have a few more resources available to us that they don't have available to them. So we're going to have to understand there's certain things that's going to happen, and there's nothing we can do about it. And one of them is going to take away the energy. They're going to shut off the power. You see, power gives you the ability to communicate and the ability to see in the dark. But that doesn't leave you out of control. You just got to be able to control how you reflect the resources you have so that you don't reflect them outside of your area of control. Because if someone sees it, smells it, they're going to follow it. Did you understand how I said that? If someone sees it or smells it, they're going to follow it. And if they follow it, if one can smell it, 500 can smell it. So, how do we deal with it? That's where self comes in. So I can't see your environment. You can. I can't see what the positives and the minuses of that environment are. You can. I can't tell you what to do with, in a case of security, other than surface security. You may have a greater degree of security that you have available to you that they don't have. And then you're going to have to ask yourself this: how far are you willing to go to secure your resources? These are questions that must be answered. And we can do this because we can operate focusing on who we are. Self. You see, self is a magnificent and creative individual. Okay? Self may have family outside of town. That's a plus. Self may be able to pick up the phone, call them, and say, look, there's some changes about to happen. We need to prepare for those changes. And you're in a suitable place. And that suitable place, we can really put up an offense and a defense, as well as be able to sustain some modicum or quality of life for our families. That's an idea. Because you would not be in the city, outside the city, literally, will not be as, should I say, congested and convulsive. Although there is definitely going to be some kind of confusion. But it will not be in the mass numbers. Now, what do I mean about the mass numbers? Okay. Any inner city has what's called a area in which there's a Martin Luther King Avenue. Now, for those of you who don't know it, most Martin Luther King Avenues in every city mark the heart of where what they call urban America, Black Americans live, the ghetto. In most cases, not all cases, but in most cases, the first thing they're going to do is they're going to shut down the accesses to exiting the city. And that, in most cases, most Martin Luther King avenues, they go out to an interstate or access an interstate. See, in the design, they had a plan. But when we were thinking, oh, the city's starting to really develop and grow, they literally were putting chains on different areas so that they can control the flow of us as a people. Now, in the inner city, you notice there's a lot of what they call food deserts. So they limited that also. Yes, right, they limited your food. And if you're looking around now for water, guess what? Believe me, the people are riding around here because gas is $1.59 a gallon.
I think we just lost Brother Davis. He'll give us a call right back as soon as he gets back on. Okay, everyone, if you have any questions or comments, definitely, you can give us a call at any time, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#, then hit *61. Brother Davis was laying out some very, very important things and some of the things that you need to know. Brother Davis is back now. Let me bring him back up real quick. Brother Davis, sorry about that. Your phone went out.
Not a problem, brother. You know, I'm in transfer.
Okay. The last thing we're talking about is gas.
Yes. Now, when people think that the prices are so low it is a good thing, that's a sign. And the reason why it's a sign is because literally they're telling you that, oh, the economy's great and things are going well. But when fuel prices fall that low, where there's a glut of fuel in the system, that means that there's another problem they're not telling you about. And that problem is that the price is so low there cannot be a profit generated on the sale of gas. Now, a lot of you say, hey man, that ain't my problem, but yes it is. See, it's a problem of economics. And a lot of times, what they do is they render you disabled. Because guess what? A lot of you seen low fuel prices and said, you know what, now it's time to get a new car. Fuel prices are going down. And guess what? I'm going to get me a bigger car because now I can afford this. And if the car only gets 7 to 10 miles a gallon, I can pay $1.59. They're not telling you that the trick is to get you to invest in something you really cannot afford, because the economy is going down. If you are not insightful enough to go out and do some due diligence in reference to why, then you go out and buy that brand new big car and roll up in work smiling from ear to ear, and those people who are in the know are saying to themselves, he don't know it, but he could be laid off at any minute. Any minute. Because that's how a broken economy operates, from minute to minute. And when I say from minute to minute, they know when they are going to say to you, there's no more. And the effect that happens is like you, the lady in the welfare line today, for her stamps, I got to feed my kids. Well, in reality, the state's going to come back to you and say, well, we did enough for you. Then what? The chaos begins. This is why we must be wise in the things that we do as well as the way we spend our money. Because if we do this in a wise manner, then we can go out right now while there's resources are out there. You can buy canned goods, load yourself up on canned goods, buy some wood to stabilize your house. If you have the resources, you could even buy something to protect your house. But in doing so, you must have the mentality of what is your limit. Because every aspect of your being will be called into check at one time or another. And if you reach your limit, and the sad part is, what will you do? Now, understand, there are a lot of people out here that are on medications every day. What happens when they can't get their medications? Well, let me help you. They die. That's right. If a person uses insulin on a daily basis and can't get that insulin becomes their lifeline. And if that's a part of what's in your life, you got a plan for that. And what happens around you, you may have no control over it, and you cannot forsake your planning because of what you're seeing. Because that renders you defenseless. One moment of defenseless can eliminate your life. And they know it. Believe me. Everything I'm telling you, I'm not telling you to be harsh. I'm telling you because you can prepare. You can do something. Okay? You can right now connect with your community. Walk around and find the like-minded people in your community. Pool your resources. Put a plan together. And those people who are going to be the parasitic nature, you got to find out who they are too. Because guess what? They're going to be the very ones who are going to try to undermine everything you do. And if they think they can take, they will take it from you. So, let's elevate ourselves to understand that there is something we can do. And we need to sit down with like-minded people so that we can achieve that. Now, how do you find like-minded people? I'm glad you asked. Because the like-minded people are out there. But just like you, they don't want to tell everybody what they're doing because their resources and their planning and their family are all at stake. And the sad part about that is that just like you, they have to be skeptical of everybody, of everybody. So don't be offended when you get in conversation and somebody blows you off. But you may get in the conversation with somebody who sees the need of being able to collaborate, okay? Because see, when you can collaborate, that means that you bring a multiplicity of talents into a circumstance. And in doing so, everybody that comes in should be coming in with a resource or some resources. If all they come in with is a bag of need, all they're going to do is take. I'm trying to give you an understanding up front of the importance of self, the importance of taking your time, calling your brothers and sisters, seeing who's like-minded, not exposing yourself, but finding a way to protect yourself. And we're going to do this all over the country, not in one place or another. You know why? Because just like it's going to be happening to you, where you are may be California, where you are may be Chicago, where you are may be Philadelphia, where you are may be Tallahassee, Florida, where you are may be Atlanta, Georgia, or Columbia, South Carolina. All of these particular cities have an avenue of being able to control you. So now you should really begin to see the importance of Black Talk Radio. Because see, with Black Talk Radio, You can stay connected with Tando and a multiplicity of programs that will educate you and elevate you. And the best part about that is that in every circumstance, you can grow and grow. I started buying children's books, select children's books, African Daughters and The Ways of a King, Metunator. I've got Boy Scout, Cub Scout manuals. These all become tools. And I have a select background. So I'm seeing this through eyes that are seeing devastation. And now, a lot of you may not realize what devastation is. So let me help you there, too. There's a video out now of a Russian drone flying over Syria. And it's just videotaping the damage. And you have to understand, and picture this in your mind. It's a large city, not unlike cities that we live in, that have been totally blown apart. You could see that this city might have sufficed 150,000, 200,000 people. And literally, it's a huge, cavernous ghost town. Now, I'm not saying that that result may be what happens here. But I'm saying for those of you who do not have an understanding of the devastation and destruction, can Google that. And believe me, it will open your eyes. Because guess what? And all of that, there were still children playing. There was still a modicum of humanity that was still working within the confines of all of that destruction. So, we can do something, but we must put our plan together and work our plan, get around or like-minded people. If it's a group, great, but if it's not, it might just be you and your immediate family. Remember, secure all the important papers, because you're going to need those to identify yourself. And I have been saying, for those of you who have been listening to Tando Radio for a while, we need to have more than one ID. We need to be able to go out here and at least get a passport, a driver's license, and whatever you can. I have about 3 or 4 different IDs. And the reason being is because these are the things that are going to open the doors to our ability to get around. And for those of you who don't know, you need a passport. And pretty soon you'll need a passport for domestic travel. Now, for those of you just not grasping that, so say you wanted to go to grandma's house. Okay? You want to check on her and make sure she's all right. Well, if they stop you and say, let me see your passport, and you don't have one, that could put you in a world of hurt. Because who's saying that they won't lock you up? Who's saying that they won't say, okay, you go back into your house and you stay there until you can get some identification, or we call you? We don't know what to expect when it comes to the tentacles of this animal. But we can do this. So I want you to stay tuned. Look, feel free to call us here at Tando Radio, because literally what we're trying to do is prepare you for what our due diligence have shown that we've demonstrated that is definitely going to happen. So take the time, sit down with a pencil and a piece of paper and take notes, because you're not going to remember everything. I don't remember everything. You're not going to be victimized, and that's how you live. Thank you. Next hour, well, please give us a call so we can answer your questions.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio, new black media for the new millennium. You are tuned in to the Tando Radio Show on Black Talk Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-POUND, 549-032-POUND. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Dave and the Tando Radio Show.
Here, Brother Davis. Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show. We have on with our Wise Wednesday with Brother Davis, and Brother Davis is laying out the importance of you and how important you are in the decisions that you make. And it's such a conversation that we need to have, but it needs to be also a dialogue with this, because we have been schooled in so many ways not to be individuals, actually to be ones in which you are working for a team that works against you. There is a time and place for teams, without a doubt. But a team cannot be a team without the individual contributions of the people that are involved. And that should be the first and primary thing, because that is how you were created individually by the great creator. And that is something that we really, really do walk away from, because that there's a reason why there is a walking away from that, because of the obedience schools that we've all have been given, in the practices and the rituals that we follow through the different teachings, the naive teachings that we've learned from other people, and they pass it down, and then we equally do the exact same thing. So important that we continue these conversations and elaborate on them, and to actually have dialogue on them, because it's so important, because it's more than just talk that what Brother Davis is talking about. It's something that we actually do practice and we do participate in. Yes, we do prepare for all the things that are happening around us, because it takes an individual that has foresight and is able to anticipate things from historical events, knowing historical events. And not only that, more importantly, you have a connection to our ancestral past, present, and future, which is so, so important. And that's where we have our harmonic resonance with the living creation that are all around us. And there's a language, there's a indication, there's a cooperation that's always there. You know, if you look in the ecosystem, man likes to call it the wild. I'll never call it the wild, because it's not wild at all. That is man trying to, once again, psychologically manipulate you. That is the ecosystem, and the ecosystem is so sustainable. It actually wastes nothing, and this is what we really need to get back to, and this is what Brother Davis is talking about. So if you have any questions or comments, definitely would love to hear from you. Give us a call at 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 61-POUND. Excuse me. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I forgot what it is real quick. So just
hit *61.
There you go. *61. Thank you, brother. I forgot real quick, just talking so fast. Well, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Brother Davis is on the line. I'm going to pass it back to him. Now is the time to give a call about the questions or anything that you've heard on Wise Wednesday or anything that you've heard on Tando. Give us a call. It's all open. We need to talk to you and to see where you are, because the whole thing is that we are here to help you as much as we possibly can. So give us a call. The lines are open, waiting to hear from you. Back to you, Brother Davis, all open and ready to go.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, brothers and sisters. Listen, I don't want you to think by any means that because we are about to go through some rough times that we won't make it through. Well, sure, there's some who won't. Those who don't plan, they're going to have a harder time than others, but that's not saying they won't get through. We are the most diligent of all human beings. Now, why do I say that? You look at our history. It speaks for itself. What we need to do is focus on where self is at and move forward from there. I'm a little overweight. So what I've been doing is I've been cutting my meals back. So when I get up in the morning, I have me a cup of ginger tea, maybe a couple of pieces of fruit. And then during the course of the day, my wife makes me some greens and some beans, and maybe she has some quinoa in it or some brown rice. And then during the late part of the day, I might snack on some popcorn or something, something that just takes the edge off my appetite. I've cut my consumption of water down to 16 ounces a day. Now, the reason being is because I'm putting myself in my warrior outfit. All right? Now, when I say I'm putting myself in my warrior outfit, I may have to take food that I would ordinarily eat and share with those I love so that they can eat. Okay? So I still have to function at peak efficiency. And you can't do that at the last minute. You got to build your body and their systems up so that at that time, your system and your bodies are will still function at peak efficiency. Do I take supplements and vitamins? Absolutely. Yes, I do. And I do that because they serve a process that food would serve, but since I'm not consuming as much food, I still need those nutrients. So, do I buy extra so I can have them? Yes, I do. Do I go out here and do what I can in order to ensure that I have a rich supply? Absolutely. We made a video not too long ago of what we call turmeric night. You know, what we did was we had capsules, we bought capsules of vegan-based pill capsules, and what we did was we filled those with turmeric and a portion of pepper. And what does that do? Well, turmeric is good for the whole body, okay? Not only does it cut down on joint pain, it cuts down on headaches. Anything you can use an aspirin for, you can use turmeric for. So we battled maybe 700 or 800 pills that night in one night. Okay? Now we still literally have close to a pound and a quarter of turmeric left. So what we'll do is have another night. What we'll do is we'll encapsulate the turmeric again. For those who want to see that video, I believe it's on Tando. And if you go to it, you'll see how simple it is. You can do it yourself. Okay? Another thing we do for nutrition is we keep apple cider vinegar around. Why apple cider vinegar? Because it works on so many internal functions. It enhances them. Absolutely. And if you get the apple cider vinegar that they call raw with the mother, you're getting the highest quality. We get Rags. Rags apple cider vinegar with the mother. And we utilize that. Sometimes we break it down because it is such a concentrated. We break it down, and meaning that we add, say, a tablespoon to 2 ounces of water or an ounce of water, depending on what we're trying to do with it. And then we may drink it before or after a meal. Now, why do I say before or after a meal? Because you want whatever substance is in your system to work in conjunction to maximize the system's function. Okay? So, therefore, when they come together, you don't want it to be a clash with, say, the acids in your stomach because of something that you had already eaten. If what you had eaten was naturally, and should I say, a vegetable-based, literally, the body understands that process. Now, if what you were eating has a beef or a chicken or a pork, whatever involved, depending on how that animal is processed over. Now, when I say processed, I mean from egg to butchery. What all was put into the system? Was there any steroids? Was there any bovines? All of these things come into play in our natural body because those things are unnatural for our body. And see, a lot of people don't want to discuss this openly because they like that big, thick steak. Well, I used to like that big, thick steak. They like that fried, southern fried chicken. Well, my wife makes a marvelous tasty fried chicken. So I understand that this is an adjustment. But these are things that we can do. Okay? Now, the reason why I cut back on my water was because look at the water situation as it is today. It may come a day where 16 ounces of water is a blessing to have. So if I started working with my body now, so my body identifies a certain amount of water coming in, then it will also identify when that water reaches a point of shortage. It will also identify when that water is abundant that day. Because, see, not every day is going to be in suffrage. And we have to understand that. We have to take it upon ourselves to do the due diligence to prepare ourselves for what is coming. So, for those of you who are on some sort of medication, go get as much of it as you can. As much as it, of it as you can afford. And if it's free, get as much more than enough. Because you're going to run across people that you can probably barter some of that with. And understand, these all play a role in surviving in this next time of change. Because this system is going to shut down. And when it shuts down, it's going to be for a period of time. It'll reboot. But what happens during that period of time? That's what we got to plan for. And we can. Absolutely we can. All we have to do is stay focused and stay vigil and keep our purpose afront. Now, understand.
You got to call the NQ whenever you're ready.
Okay, excellent. Bring them up. Bring them up.
Here we go. Welcome, caller, to the Chando Radio Show. What is your name? Where are you calling from? And what is your question or comment for Brother David?
Okay, good evening, gentlemen.
What's up?
Sir, I just had a quick question you were speaking about, because I take the Bragg in the morning.
Yeah.
I also take like a zeolite clay to pull metals out.
Yeah.
And it seems like it just kind of, it's not a good mixture. But I mean, could I be harming myself by mixing the wrong things? I mean, the clay is kind of heavy, but I'm just wondering if I'm counteracting it. It's not anybody that I should go to ask you kind of questions.
Well, let me ask you this here. Is the clay process vegetable based?
It's supposed to be, I'm trying to find it. I don't know where this woman put it. I don't know. It's supposed to be the top notch. I don't know. It's a powder. I'm trying to find it. I'll get back with you on that.
Well, let me add one thing to that. One of the things that you want to do whenever you take in that clay, you have to drink an ample amount of water, because what it does, it actually, the vinegar is also used in preserving and as a preservative in some things. And then when you add the clay, what you're doing is you're starting the dehydration process of your body. You want to replace the fluid that clay, because one of the things that the clay will absorb is the fluid, as it also in your body, as it also takes out the heavy metals of your body. So you have to drink a lot of water when you're starting to consume clay.
Okay. Well, this one here, it's called EOSports, and it's supposed to say vegan and gluten free, but it doesn't.
But that's good. But now you may have to consider timing too. There's certain things I take at night before I go to bed, and then when I wake up in the morning and I drink my lemon water, there's other things I take. Now the reason being is because they function more when I'm. Those things I take during the day function better, and literally the properties are more nutrient, or should I say, protein identified by my body because it's of its activity. But at night, before I go to bed, I take turmeric and I take a vitamin called Everest, and Everest has like 30 different vitamins and minerals. And see, the reason why I take that at night is because while my body's asleep, my system breaks that down, and by the next day when I get up, it's fully flowing in my system already. So those attributes that I give to it only enhance how they work. So it may be the time of day and the process in which you take them. Like Brother Dave said, you may need to take that with a lot of water too, because what you want to do is break it down so your cell flows evenly and thoroughly through your system. Because that's how it's functional. when the system can absorb what ingredients and nutrients that it brings to it.
Okay. What was the name of that vitamin you said, Haverus?
The vitamins that I take is Everus. It's a vitamin that has 33 different natural nutrients in it. And the best part about it is that it's local. It's right out of North Carolina. But I tell you what, I'll post it. I have my wife post it on Tando, so you have an idea. But understand this, brother. When a pencil and a piece of paper helps keep your thought organized, we got to go back to the basic things to help us keep our thought process organized. So, and the reason why I mention that to you is because this is what this show is about, bringing organized thought. Excellent.
I'm writing as you're speaking, brother.
All right, listen, man. Pass it on. Pass it on. Knowledge is power.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Have a good evening.
Hey, man, listen. I'm a brother just like you. All you got to do is say, yo, brother, because I'm going to tell you something. Sir gives an entitlement. I don't want anybody to think I want any more than out of this than the blessing of having you on the other side when we start to regroup. So when I see another brother, regardless of his status, the first thing I say is, hello, brother, because I want him to see that I see him as I see myself. Are you planting any vegetables or anything like that?
Yes, sir. We're gonna break ground next week.
Okay, because I'm gonna tell you something. These sort of things get you ahead of the fray. And when you do break ground, talk to your neighbors. Let them know that they can do this training process too. Because see, those people who do it, it's less problem to you. If you can have it in a fenced area, that'd be a plus, because that literally means that a lot of people don't have to see what you're doing. And you can listen. You can grow. You can grow vegetables almost anywhere. There's a multiplicity of ways to grow vegetables online. And I would suggest if you go in and look, get a PDA on them, have them print them out, because when that line shuts down, that access will not be there.
Yeah, I'm more worried about the quality and the quality of seed nowadays. I'm supposed to have a guy that's maybe possibly sending me some from South America that's non-GMO. I just want a quality seed.
Okay, brother, but let me bring something else to your attention. When you speak, don't never speak about yourself worrying, because what you do is you put that into your system, and all of a sudden that worry plays a greater role. What you're trying to do is get the best for your investment, okay? Because I'm going to tell you something, brother. We don't have time to worry. We got time to produce.
I hear you. Thank you, brother.
You're welcome, brother. You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
All right. Peace.
Peace. Okay, I was just speaking in reference to how we had to take the authority of focusing on what our body needs are so that we can make sure that we can fill those needs, because our body must function for us in order for us to do other things. What are the other things? The plan. Put the plan together. How are we going to get the food? Where are we going to get the food at? Where are we going to store it at? Who's going to know about it? Who's going to know it's there? You see, the more people who know about your resources, the greater the potential that you could use, you could lose them. So the less people that know, the better. And the reason why I say that is because even in groups, when you put your food resources together, don't think that because you ration them out and everybody appears to be sincere on the front, that they're not in the back of their mind hungry, because they didn't prepare for this. They didn't have the vision that you had in making the steps that you're making in order to see to it that your family gets through this. And something as simple as, like the brother said, seed. That becomes a very, very pliable situation. Because if you get good seed and you grow product, when you get that product harvested, you get more seed from the product that you just grown. You see, the good seed, him taking his time to do his due diligence, is going to pay off for him. Especially when he starts bringing harvest out the ground. Because not only can he eat and feed his family, but he'll get more seed for the next planting. Okay? These are the ways we have to think. We have to think these ways. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Some people are going to be upset about this, but I haven't heard anything from the churches. But the number of people that are going to church every day or every other day or every Sunday, and they're rendering their resources to a facility that is in the community in reference to making sure that the people can get through this year as comfortably as possible, are throwing their resources away. And it's not like the signs are there, are not there. Because remember, President Obama had all those priests, all those ministers and pastors come to D.C. There was a purpose behind that.
Right.
Now, that purpose was to keep you under control in diverse circumstances. When Donald Trump met with them black ministers, there was a purpose behind that. You see, it might not have gone the way he wanted it to, but they all understand that in order for you to be an easy kill, somebody got to control you. And understand how I said that. Because believe me, those people who are running in and getting the flu shot, afraid they're catching flu, have you noticed that the people dying from the flu are the people who got the shot? That's an easy kill. We must not allow ourselves to be targeted by our own ignorance. Okay? So, now as we begin to develop our plan, we also must consider the attributes of not only the food we eat, but also how we're going to entertain ourselves. What do I mean by how we're going to entertain ourselves? I mean, with our small children, there's no TV. Are you going to read to them? If so, are you going to read to them with a candlelight or a flashlight? And if so, is there that light going to be able to be reflected outside at all? I know these things sound like it's crazy, but these are the things that may save our lives. Because I'm going to tell you something. I got to deal with the aspect that I may be having a 13-year-old, an 8-year-old, a 9-year-old, and a 7-year-old, and a 5-year-old. So if these are going to be in my area, I got to have things to entertain them. That's why I have books. Okay? I'm also an excellent storyteller if I have to. And when I do, I always teach in my stories. So, but you got to plan for that. And the reason why I teach is because I study a lot. I study the Method Netter. I study the society as it develops. I study the black kings of African and history, because I'm teaching them about themselves in spite of the circumstance, because I'm feeding their egos to understand that in any given situation, you must make a decision to rise or to fall. And I always teach them in song. I'm not a great singer, but if I could sing the song in a melody that the children enjoy, and I focus on putting their image in the song, I literally am teaching them to rise. There's a song out that one of the verses goes, whenever one door closes, I hope that another opens. Well, the way I sing it is, whenever one door closes, you seek for the one that's going to open. Because that way they know there's an alternative. The mindset is going to be a tool that you must be able to use to your advantage. Because those children will be an operational part of your daily lives. So if you look at them and say, I'm going to go out here today and I'm going to show you how to pick the tomatoes. And you take them out and you say, you see, this is a small scissors. If you don't have them, get a small knife. You cut it a quarter of an inch from the stem where it touches the plant. That way you are sure that the plant is pruned properly and can continue to grow, but you bring fresh fruit into the house. Now, if there's a family of three, I might say we'll only bring in two. Because by the time we slice it down and dice it and put it into other meals, it's going to expand on it anyway. And we're also managing our growth process for our gardens. All of these things become vital tools in trying to get to where we're trying to go. And that is to make sure that when the end comes, when the restructuring is in place, that we're there. I have to make sure that what they see along the way does not scar them in a way that they cannot function. Because when they get there, they will be the leaders of our communities tomorrow. They will understand the importance of educating themselves and not relying on a system that literally is outdated and is antiquated when it comes to the needs of our people, and will not, their system will not serve the needs of white supremacy. Because we will be planting the seeds in them to be able to open the door for their own self-healing can come out as a bold new person. And believe me, none of this is beyond you. All of the stuff I'm doing, I'm going online to do. I'm going buying books online right now. I bought my capsules for the turmeric online. I'm buying it while it's available, and I'm buying it in bulk. Because in bulk, I can literally add on and add on. That turmeric, I might use that turmeric up in 2 or 3 months. But if I start that process again now, then I have another 2 or 3 months to add on to my supply. We must see ourselves multiplicitizing in every aspect that is going to bring growth to our circumstance. And that means that if your children are there and you can show them this process and they can do this process and function in it enough that you can go and do something else, that leaves them to be a vital tool in the process. And make no mistake, when you're dealing with children, when they see the productive of their own hands, they become empowered. And when a child is empowered, I got a granddaughter, she's trying to read a book of me. I can't buy them fast enough. You know why? Because I want her to be able to sit down and say, let me tell you the story about Asar, Aset, and Seti. And her brothers and sisters will say, well, who are they? Then she can go into explaining. I want to do these things for them so that when I'm alone with them, I can enhance that truth. And understand what I said. I can enhance that truth. I got a grandson now. When I told him the story about Ra, when I said, who is the master of the universe that we get all our energy from? He jumps up, 5 years old, Ra. So you can imagine how empowering that is to me to see that this child is starting to embrace the image of self at such a young age. I am no different from you. You may be a mother who can sew, and you might have 3 girls, and you made your clothes, made them their clothes for them and everything. Well, can you imagine setting up a business where you can use that sewing skill as a tool in order to barter and bring food into your house? Oh, yeah. Every avenue of what your skill set, you may not even see it as important, but it can become a tool in our circumstance. I was looking at a show the other day about a woman who makes moonshine. Now, a lot of people will probably look at that and say, well, look at. Yeah, she make a liquor in that kitchen. Do you realize that becomes a powerful bartering tool? Because those sort of things won't be around. But there will be people looking for. And if she can parlay something that she took up as a joke into a way of feeding her family, believe me, it is a tool to work for the offense and the defense of family. And this right. is where we are. Brother Dave, would you like to add anything?
I sure. You know what, Brother Davis, you know, just it was just so much. I didn't want to interrupt because it was so much that was so needed. And, you know, one of the things that I really, really enjoyed is what you said, is that you teach and you sing to your children when you sing. And a lot of people may have forgotten, but the actual education that we were brought up under was from the stories and from the singing. In today's world, in this country, a lot of people think that we have black music. No, we don't have black music. No, we don't. That has been sacrificed and culturally taken away from us. Yes, black people sing, but there is no music that is being made by them. because the original way of teaching and educating was done by a song, and there was a reason why the ancestors did it. And I wanted to touch on and tell people why. And I'm so glad that this is what you do. See, we have totally given ourselves over to the agenda of the conspiracy agenda. They make you think that we have black music when all we have is songs of destruction to our community. When originally, let me tell you what music, how music was so powerful. There are multiple African nations. And I say multiple African nations. And Brother Davis probably knows about this. Where their teaching is this, for every child, before the woman can even think about bearing a child or having a child, the father has to ask her. And then when he asks her, they have to develop the child's song before the child is even born.
So
at that time, of conception, and at that time of the pregnancy, of the development in, of the child, that child is constantly sung that song that is their song. It's a harmonic frequency given to that child that identifies that child. And that harmonic frequency is more powerful than that child's name. So that when that child is born, if that child ever wavers away from who they are, let's say that they commit a crime. Well, what the elders do is how they rehabilitate that individual is that the court sings that child's song so that they will be back in remembrance of who they are. And that's where their rehabilitation starts. And from that moment on, they have the opportunity to change from who they had become to go back to who they are. It's a huge, huge difference. And in this culture here, we have no music. We have no music. All we have is the agenda that is being used against us harmonically through frequency. And this is the plan that they do because they know the power of those things. But we don't because we've walked away from it. And this is so important. So what you do, Brother Davis, in singing to your and bringing song to the education of your grandchildren and your children and everyone that you come in contact with is a powerful thing because it's an ancestral thing that has gotten us to where we were before, but it needs to be sung so that we'll get back to who we are. And it's so,
absolutely.
So important. I'm glad that you do that, Brother David. So important.
Absolutely. And see, every and anybody can do it. You see, we have a mastery of life that we don't even tap into because literally we are so bombarded with programming. But when we get into that secret place, that quiet place where we can have time to just listen to our hearts, there's a lot to be revealed to us. If you do your own due diligence, you will find that your family tree may have a specialty. And that specialty may it added to the community of the ancestors at that time. And that's what I'm talking to you about right now. Whatever that skill is that can add to your community, this is the time. So don't cut yourself short. Don't cut yourself short at all.
This is Brother Elliot, host of Time for an Awakening, and you're listening to Black Talk Radio Network, New Media for the New Millennium.
Tando Radio Show is live on Black Talk Radio Network, Monday through Fridays at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Check Black Talk Radio Network on Facebook for updates. Also, don't forget to follow Tando Radio Show on Facebook as well. Have a question or comment for the host? give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-POUND. That's 549-032-POUND. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Tando Radio Show on the Black Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. Now that we've given you some sure ideas to incorporate in what you're trying to achieve, let's focus on the reality of our mates, our families. Now, the reason why is because literally we got to get them all on the same page. All. In your whole group, everybody got to be on the same page. Because one person slip up can cost more than you're willing to sacrifice. And I can't emphasize that enough. I'm going to tell you, me and my wife, and what I do, we got a beef because she likes to drive at night, okay? I understand that. I ain't got a problem with that. But when she got to go to the bathroom or something, or she got to stop at a truck stop, I wake up right away. Because I'm the type of person that I'm not going to put her in a situation where it's going to be dangerous to her. So we got this system where she parks up at the pump right next to the building. She gets out. She makes sure that I could see that door she goes in, and it goes right into the truck stop. And then there's a multiplicity of lights and people. And when she comes out, she's looking right at that truck, and I'm looking right at that window. And it's always large truck stops. It's not no small rinky-dinky places. Now, we had to get the ground rules together because we're living in dangerous times. Does she do this every night? No. And in most cases, she knows when she stops, I'm going to wake up anyway. But see, then again, she's kind of a little skeptical about that because she don't want me to wake up. She wants me to get my rest during my time because she gets her rest during her time. But that's just the nature of me, okay? So the reason why I brought that up is because, literally, and maybe, let me code this a little bit. I carry something in the truck, and it's a necessity. And if those people who have these same things at home, they have a multiplicity of things that they have to adjust to, I don't have to adjust to that. They might have kids in the house, or they might have a visiting family that's going to be with them during this here time, and you have to take the novelty out of this necessity. Because if you don't take the novelty out of it, when they see it, they will be overpowered by the novelty and not the power of the destructive process that this may have. Now, I don't really think I should have to go into that to any greater degree, but it's your responsibility, and if you're going to make that decision, and I definitely encourage you, if you're going to make that responsibility, be authoritative about it. And those people who have reached that age that have the functionality to be able to use it, teach them. Because literally, it don't do you no good if you're the only one that can operate it, and they have the presence and the ability. So teach them. When I was young, my brother had a camera. Oh, those snapshots when they first came out, Instamatics. I mean, it may seem irrelevant now, but as a child, that was fascinating to me. Well, every time my brother went away, I was kind of messing with it. So he came in one day and he see me messing with it. He said, come here, let's go outside. Let me show you how this thing works. And when he taught me, it was no longer a novelty to me because now I knew how to work it. And the best part about it was I would get a roll of film and shoot it up, and I'd compare my pictures to his because I thought I was a better photographer. But of course, he was into the social life and that sort of thing. So his was about going to clubs and house parties and that sort of thing and his friends and all of that. And mine was like, literally baseball, nature, and railroad tracks. It's a different concepts. But understand that he opened that door for me when he said, look, just let me just show you how this works. So if you want to do this, you can do this. So you'll be surprised on how many of your children who you may think are not ready are ready. But until you give them the power of being self-endowed to empower themselves with the information that you possess, they can't go through that door because they're waiting for you to give them the authority. Well, it's not about being scared or worried. It's about identifying if they are capable at the age that you see them at. And if so, make them applicable. Because, see, the worst thing you can do is put them in a situation where if they had that knowledge, they could have changed it, but they didn't have it. And whose fault is that? So as we grow, and I don't really want to get into a lot of that right now in my present circumstance, because I know anytime you're in on the radio or on the cell phone, there's a multiplicity of ears that are listening, that are in tune to what you're doing, and there's a multiplicity of ears that are listening that really would like to be able to throw a wrench in the works. So, get your family on the same page, okay? Start teaching them how to eat. Start telling them why, you know what I mean? Because if we eat like this, our resources last longer. We'll be able to nourish ourselves as being able, because you're going to still do things in the community. Don't think that there's not going to be work that people are going to willing to make sacrifice for in order for you to do. So if there's a community garden and you don't have a garden, well, you go up there and you offer your labors to the community garden. You might leave that day with three or four onions and maybe two or three heads of lettuce or cabbage, but something you can go home and change that labor into resource. And understand this, I'm just giving you ideas. That labor into resource may be something that is more simpler than I've just explained it. Also, you must be careful of the evilisms, okay? The evilisms that will permeate in the time of desperation. And those evilisms can literally get you caught up. Because all of the normalities of temptation and attraction, all of these things are still going to be in the play. And sometimes those will be the very lures that make you a victim. So you have to be on your game, men and women and children. Because I'm going to tell you something. If you haven't had fruit in about 3 or 4 weeks, and somebody comes down the street and they see your 10-year-old out there and they say, pull out an apple, and your 10-year-old looks at that apple, depending on what that person perceives in the eyes of that 10-year-old, may affect on what that power of that fruit can do. And this may sound strange, but there are every year there's over 64,000 women missing. Do you hear me? All over the country. I can't even give you a number on the number of men. Because bodies show up all the time. John Doe here, John Doe there. That means that we live in a statistic time. But it doesn't mean that it's uninhabitable. We live here. Do the things that's going to make you better. I carry a grip all the time. Strengthens my grip, so I test it every now and then when I get around something. When I go to the market, I grab a piece of fruit and I'll squeeze it. Sometimes they burst. I say, excuse me, I'll buy that. I'm testing myself. You understand right. What I'm saying?
Right.
But in reality, these become tools. Nobody right. knows when you walk up and say, how you doing? My name is Richard so-and-so, and extend that hand out to shake it. The most people don't realize if in a certain amount of seconds I can crush 3 to 5 bones, and longer I could crush more. And I know that. I test myself on nuts. I test myself on fruit. I test myself even with my wife with back rubs. Sometimes my wife would say, baby, you know, you just get back off that grip a little bit. But you have to understand, she also gives her the security in knowing if she's in danger, and I'm within, if I'm within touching distance, odds are different. If I'm within shooting distance and she knows I'm packing, odds different. You understand what I'm saying? So in each endeavor, she has an insight that person who may be the threat does not have. She knows that if I'm close enough to touch or grab, they in a world of hurt. Sometimes, I mean, literally, she'll say, baby, you can't shake people's hand like that. I was just not even thinking. The brother grabbed my hand. I could feel his grip. I gave him my grip. He pulled his hand back. He said, "Man, look, man, I gotta be careful shaking your hand." And it made me realize that a lot of times, because of the person trying to cast a reflection to me, I have to learn to neutralize it instead of overpowering it. Okay? And that's a man thing. And most men know a firm handshake is a good sign. You ever shake hands with a fish, you know the difference. And I'm going to tell you something. All of these play and understand the character of person that you're dealing with. Because literally, like I've always said, if I'm going to be in a group, if my family is in that group and something happens to my family, you can't give me an excuse if you alive. Because if I'm in a group and you go away and it's my responsibility, if something happened to your family, you will literally see my dead body. Because that's how I think. Okay? When I say that's how I think, I mean that if you give me that responsibility, I'm going to take it wholeheartedly. I may be a little prepared than someone else that may not identify with it. But if I do the same for you, that's what I expect in return. Because I'm going to tell you something. If we're in a group and you're going out to do something for the group, your family is mine. And I'm going to treat them that way. And you won't have to worry. Your wife will get the most of utmost respect. Your children will be tolerated on the level that you would tolerate them, and I will teach them as every opportunity as I can, like you would teach them. And I will make sure that no harm comes to them, so that when you come back, you'll know the next time you go, I ain't got to worry about that brother there. And I'm going to tell you, you may not think about it now, but that's a comforting feeling in times of diverse circumstance. So these are the things we want to think about. All right? And when you get your group together, you make sure that they value their family like you value yours. You know what I mean? You're with nobody in that group that's going to go out and have a secret life beyond the group, because that secret life can end up in the middle of the group. Now, let me explain that just so you have clarity. What if a person in the group likes to get high and they sneak off every time they get a couple extra dollars and they buy a bag? Whatever that fetish is. Well, whoever they're buying that from is going to say, you know, she seems to come up every so, or he seems to come up every so often with some cash. So where are they from? You see, now that leads back to the group. So that secret life can become a problem to the group. So all these things have to be considered. All of them must be considered. Because I'm going to tell you something. When my family is involved, I'm not negotiating. And I'm not going to reflect to you what I am thinking, because then I would give up the leverage of my thought process in that circumstance. So you won't know. But if that risk is eliminated, or that family member that's connected to that person decides, look, we got to get out of here because you're putting everybody in jeopardy, I can live with that too. Just don't come back. These are the times in which we may have to evolve to understand that the philosophies of life that we've grown to know have changed. And the new ones are not going to come down to the survival of the fittest. They're going to come down to, we're going to make it through this together. And whatever it takes, that's what we want to do. And it's that simple. Look, I love my people. And believe me, I hate seeing this coming. And we talk about it regularly because we're planning. We're doing the due diligence to the best we can. And that's where I say to you, do the best you can. I've always said, start where you stand. And don't think that someone, because they have more resources than you, can plan better than you. They might have resources that they're just throwing away because they don't know how to plan. They may need somebody like you to help shore them up by allowing you to utilize their resources so that y'all could come together in a more cohesive group. We got to utilize everything. If you know where a fresh water spring is coming out the mountain, don't tell nobody. Because guess what? That may be a resource for you. But make sure of this, that if you go there, you ain't follow. Because it only takes one pair of eyes other than yours to turn 1,000 people's heads to something that they all could use. So I can't emphasize this enough, y'all. I was hoping to get more phone calls. I'm going to tell you why. Because our time is getting short.
Right.
Yeah. And the sad part about it is that I say that, I don't know how short it's getting. It may not jump off for another 6 months or a year, but I know we're getting short. And I'm going to tell you something. Don't think that what you do now is not going to be fruit for what you need later. Because what you do now will be the fruit you'll indulge in later. So that's why you stay connected to Tando Radio. Whatever you do, go back to the Facebook page. If we could get into the archives, there's a plethora of information there. And believe me, I try to make myself available because I travel a lot. I could be in your backyard and you don't know it. And you know the sad part about it is that I wouldn't know it. But if you've done the things that we've said, oh, by the way, C. Crane got a new radio out, $59. It gives you shortwave capability, gives you AM, FM capability, and it gives you airport capability. Now, what does that mean? That means that you can listen to airplanes. If you can listen to airplanes, that means that it gives you a certain degree of frequency control. Frequency control means that you can go from one channel to another. This is reasonably priced. And I would suggest, if you don't have a radio, get one. And when I say reasonably priced for a radio like that, for it to be $59 or $60, that's great. Because I've seen them $300 and $400.
Right.
And the reality is, that is only going to serve you in the long run. So keep in mind that all of those things that you do are going to add up to you being in a better, stronger position. For those out there who want a different concept or perspective, my wife would like to give you a little insight. Always.
Hey, good evening. This is Mr. Davis. Toward the end of this conversation, I'm sure Brother Dave is going to talk about a new program that he has that's $25 a month that's going to help go over information of prepping and financial and purchasing gold and silver and things like that. And he'll go over that with you at the end of the conversation here. But I had spoken to him last week, and I just want to share this with the listening audience, because we do have family members that are not always on the same page as we are as far as prepping and understanding. I had mentioned to him that I'm going to gift a month of the program that he's offering. I'm going to gift it to my son-in-law and to our son as a gift for a month to get them started on their way. Because a lot of times when you have family members and you try to talk to those family members about what's coming down the pike, sometimes they're just a little reluctant. They hear you, but they don't listen. But sometimes when it comes from a different source, they have better understanding. So my husband and I, we sat down, we talked about it, and what we're going to do is we're going to gift this to these family members, and later on, maybe we'll increase it. Now, what we plan on doing is, you know, gifting them a month or so of we'll pay the financial of what it's going to cost, and then once they get involved, then they'll have a better understanding, and then they can continue. Because we always feel as though if you make your own way and you pay for it yourself, you have a better you have a better respect for it. So, but what we're going to do is we're going to give them the intro, let them, you know, understand it. Then when they come to us, they're going to have questions, concerns. We can work with them. But I just think that this is a way to share the knowledge. Everybody doesn't have appreciation for the knowledge in the beginning, but they will at the end. And as time goes forward, Brother Dave, the way he teaches his class, you're going to see, everyone will see how it plays into society. I mean, you know, he might talk about finances today or food sources or whatever. And then in the next couple of days, you'll see, you know, the financial you know, the finances starting to change. You might see the Dow Jones go up and down or some reports on TV. But then it starts to come full circle. So I just wanted to add that because some of our children, our family members, some of our adult children, family members, our friends are not on the same page. They need to know resources on their own. And like I said, gifting, maybe, you know, give them a month or so. Tell them, look, your birthday's coming up. This is what I'm going to do for you. Because everybody don't need an extra video game or an extra T-shirt or sweatshirt or a piece of clothing. Sometimes knowledge is the biggest gift. Christmas, the holidays, and everything's over. But I tell you what, as we go on forward, we're going to gift family members this. Once they get involved, then they can understand it for themselves. They can continue paying for it themselves. But I had spoken to Dave about it, and he thought it was a great idea, and I just wanted to share it with the listening audience because, like my husband said, when we go forward, we're going to have to definitely understand that as a people and as a family and as a community, we are all in this together.
Okay, that's a good commercial.
No. Unfortunately, that's a good one. Thank you, Sister Davis, and I'm looking forward to having you guys in the class because you know that is going to be such a honor for me to have your family with the group, and I'm looking forward to that. So, okay, everyone. Hey, the show is over. It's always Wise Wednesdays, as always, is so valuable, and this is what we're going to continue to do. And one of the things I want to just reiterate that Brother Davis said, and Sister Davis definitely is in agreement on, is that we are going to have to rely on each other, and it has to be a collective prudence that we all have amongst each other. And this is what we're establishing so that we can establish ourselves. Regardless of when it collapsed, we can establish a building project of our own. And that's what it's all about, us working collectively together because we are, have to do this so that we can get back to what was natural and what is deemed as divine by the great Creator God Almighty, not this economy. So, okay, everyone, I just want to thank you all for calling in, the callers that were here. On Wise Wednesdays, for everyone that's here, there's a lot of you that are listening right now, please call in with your questions because I know that you have some questions about anything, something that you heard throughout the week. You can ask Brother and Sister Davis about on Wednesday. Very good time to do that. It's so important that you engage in the overall show so that you can actually do it, the best that we possibly can. And we'll learn something from you. That's the exchange that we have with each other. So we got to get out of here because New Abolition Radio is coming on right after the Kando Radio Show. So I just want to thank you all, Brother David, Sister David. Thank you so much. God willing, we'll talk again. Tomorrow is never goodbye. It's always I'll see you later. Much love and much respect. Remember, before you ask for a blessing, make sure to give a blessing. We'll talk to you later. Peace. Thank you, Brother David, Sister David.
Peace.
Girl, you are rich, even with nothing. You know tenderness comes from pain.